where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Lambton OPP have charged a 40-year-old driver from Sarnia with disobeying a stop sign following a crash in the city's industrial area this morning. Police responded to a two-vehicle collision at the intersection of Plank Road and Highway 40 just before 8:30 a.m. Constable Jeff Hare says no injuries were reported. A 26-year-old Walpole Island woman, already wanted by police, is in more trouble after she was allegedly found with a stolen vehicle in Wallaceburg. Chatham-Kent police received a tip just before 6:30 last night that a stolen vehicle reported to Lambton OPP was on Lorne Avenue in Wallaceburg. Officers tracked down the vehicle and driver and learned the woman who was behind the wheel was also wanted for a DNA warrant and a break-and-enter investigation on Warwick Drive in Wallaceburg. Police arrested the woman and charged her with two counts each of theft and possession of stolen property and one count each of break-and-enter and failing to comply with a probation order. Honda is set to build an electric vehicle battery plant next to its assembly plant in Alliston, Ontario, which it is retooling to produce fully electric vehicles. A $15 billion project is expected to include up to $5 billion in public money. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says it will see many jobs created.
These investments will create well over 1,000 well-paying manufacturing jobs, as well as many, many construction jobs, and of course, jobs all across Ontario and the country for auto parts suppliers.
The two plants are expected to create 1,000 jobs on top of retaining the existing 4,200 jobs at the assembly plant. Ontario's health minister says the province will soon introduce legislation that, if passed, will no longer allow employees to require a sick note from a doctor for the provincially protected 3 days of sick leave workers are entitled to. Sylvia Jones says not having the requirement for short absences is part of a larger effort to ease the administrative burden on doctors. Volunteers will gather just north of the Bluewater Bridge on Sunday to clean up Rocky the Snake. Wendy Marsden, who started the public display, says it held up really well over the winter.
A lot of the rocks have just got turned over. We'll take those and just turn them back over. But the ones that didn't weather so well, we're going to pick them up and have a painting area.
She says you don't need to bring anything because paint, clear coat, and paintbrushes have been donated. Marston says the cleanup is being held from 11 a.m. until 3. And it's a celebration of Sarnia diversity. Northern Collegiate is holding its annual Mac Night featuring international cuisine and entertainment tonight. Mac Club member Safia Diol says there are several food booths from around the world.
We have a regulars, of course, Indian and Chinese food. In addition, we have food items from Mexico, Germany, Middle Eastern, and Pakistan. And then this year, we have France, Iran, Kazakhstan, Colombia, and Brazil.
The festivities start at 5 o'clock at the Michigan Avenue High School. Mainly sunny this afternoon, high of 13, clear tonight, a low of minus 1. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.